AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. During a Commander-in-Chief forum hosted by NBC News tonight on board U.S. Intrepid, an aircraft carrier that was turned into a floating museum in New York Harbor, Hillary Clinton said the U.S. will support Iraqi forces fighting against the Islamic State group, but she says she won't put U.S. boots on the ground if elected president.
We are not putting ground troops into Iraq ever again, and we're not putting ground troops into Syria. We're going to defeat ISIS without committing American ground troops.
Speaking after Clinton spoke to an audience of veterans and active duty troops aboard Intrepid, Donald Trump said he sometimes regrets some of the things he says.
Yeah, sure, I regret. But in the meantime, I beat 16 people, and here I am. So, you know, to a certain extent, there is a regret. I would have liked to have done it in a nicer manner. But I had 16 very talented people that I had to go through.
Hillary Clinton says Trump has not taken responsibility for his support of the Iraq War. Trump rejects claims that he used to be in favor of it. Bob Stein, a Rice University political analyst, says Trump showed more discipline than normal during tonight's forum.
Probably it was a good night for Donald Trump, mostly because he didn't make a mistake. And it's proven that every time he seems to get before a camera, something happens that causes more controversy. I think this may be a good example of what we're going to likely see in the debates.
Stein says there was one unexpected answer during the forum.
I thought the question from the audience about whether or not undocumented aliens who serve in the U.S. military or who want to should be given citizenship. Trump said, yeah, I'll look at that. I thought that was a unusual and maybe a headline tomorrow.
The Paralympic Games have opened in Rio with more than 4,000 athletes demonstrating their creed. The heart knows no limits. Everyone has a heart. This is AP Radio News. Production of Season 3 of Outlander is now underway.
Here we are, Day 1, Season 3, in a field.
That's Sam Heughan, one of the stars of Outlander. He plays Jamie Frazier on the show, which airs on the Starz premium channel. Starz has released a video of Heughan on location in Scotland as production of the new season began this week.
There we are. Happy Season 3 day. Let's go fight.
Outlander follows a time-traveling nurse who bounces between the 20th century and 18th century Scotland. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Miss Maryland and Miss Arkansas have won preliminary contests in the second night of the Miss America pageant in Atlantic City. Miss Maryland, Hannah Brewer, won the swimsuit competition, while Miss Arkansas, Sammy Shields, won the talent portion by dancing to a song from the former TV show, Smash. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.